Well, it's that time of year again. Projects are in full swing, and you know what that means. You got to make that trip up to Jacob's Supply. Whether you're a contractor or builder, or you're checking those things off the to-do list around the house, now is the time to visit Jacob's Supply. Guys, listen to some of the crazy good deals they have going on right now. PVC decking for $2.99 a linear foot in 10 different colors. Composite decking for $2.35 a linear foot in 2 colors. Treated decking for 65 cents a linear foot. DuraLife composite rail kits available in select colors starting at $64.99. And don't forget the vinyl rail kits also available in stock. Need the fasteners? They have those too. Hidden or visible, clips or screws. Jacob Supply is located in Temperance, Michigan, but ships many products nationally too. So whether you're in-state or out-of-state, they're just a click or call away. Check them out at www.jacobsupply.com or call them at 734-224-0978. That's 734-224-0978 or click the link in the description of this episode. Jacob Supply, your one-stop shop for products you need at prices you love. Hey guys, you got to join us at the Thank God for Bitcoin 2024 conference in Rocket Town, Nashville, July 24th and 25th. Last year was phenomenal, and this year is going to be even better. G.K. Chesterton once said, "I never discuss anything else except politics and religion. There is nothing else to discuss." Given how secular our current world is, this might sound strange. We can think of many things that don't initially seem political, but whether we recognize it or not, religion and politics define the playing surface and rules that govern our lives and actions. And money is one of the most powerful tools in enacting the wills of both government and God. Although we all use it, few Christians have a rich, biblically grounded, historically informed framework through which to understand what money is, and consequently the effect it necessarily has on how we think about economic issues. Well, that won't fly at this conference. We're talking stewardship, dominion, and the economics of glory with some of the biggest names around. Speakers include Michael Foster, C.R. Wiley, Dr. Ben Merkel, Dr. Glenn Sunshine, Nate Fisher, Jordan Bush, and many, many more. You won't want to miss this lineup. This is one of the most intellectually packed, theologically sound, and all-around good time conferences you can go to this summer. So go to www.tgfb.com. That's Thank God for Bitcoin, www.tgfb.com, and get your tickets today or click on the link in the description of this episode. See you there, guys. Christians, are you tired of just talking about starting a parallel economy and not doing anything about it? The Works-Based Conference is the catalyst you've been waiting for. Join us this June 28th and 29th at the Hilton in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Engage with leading Christian thinkers like David Bahnsen, C.R. Wiley, Steve Jeffrey, David Reese, and Andrew Krapuschitz. They'll share invaluable insights on how to actively integrate your faith with your professional life in ways that really matter. These leaders are not just thinkers, but doers, shaping a Christian approach to business that makes a real impact. This event is more than speeches. It's a vibrant networking hub for Christian professionals and entrepreneurs eager to create substantial change. It's an opportunity to forge meaningful connections, explore new business opportunities, and collaborate in a faith-driven environment. Don't miss the highlight of our networking opportunities, the exclusive speaker dinner. This is a premier event where you can dine with our speakers and other influential guests, deepening relationships and discussing ideas in an intimate setting. We are also actively seeking partners who are passionate about building a Christian economy. If you're interested in collaborating or sponsoring, we'd love to hear from you. And make sure you join us for beer and psalms for some relaxed fellowship, and let's turn our faith into action together. So reserve your spot now at www.worksbase.com. That's worksbase.com, or click the link in the description of this episode and be part of building a dynamic Christian professional community. Let's move beyond talk, fellas, and start creating the change we want to see. Exploring theology, doctrine, and all of the fascinating subjects in between, broadcasting from an undisclosed location, Dead Men Walking starts now. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Dead Men Walking Podcast. This one's a little different, coming to you live from Warren Dunes State Park. That's right on Lake Michigan. As you can see behind me, if you're watching in the video, you might hear some of the lake going. We have a beautiful night here. It's about 9 o'clock, so we got about 20 or 25 more minutes of daylight. And we've got a slight wind coming in from the west, so we have some white caps coming in behind us here. But I'm on a camping trip with my family right now, and they're getting ready for bed, so I snuck away, walked down to the beach here, and wanted to record a quick video for you guys, quick audio as well, And was reading something earlier today, Psalm 146, and wanted to talk to you about it. I absolutely love nature. I love when I go hunting. I've talked about it before on the podcast. You're out in nature. I love when we come to the lake. You know, I'm very blessed to live in Michigan, to where you're never more than 2 hours away from a great lake. And the five Great Lakes of Michigan make up about 60% of the total fresh water in the whole world. So across the whole globe, 60% of the freshwater resource is in between the five Great Lakes. Here in Lake Michigan, I'm about 3 hours from Lake Michigan. I live about 5 minutes from Lake Erie. So we came here for a few days with the camper and spent all day at St. Joseph, which is about 20 miles north of here. Yesterday, we were here at this beach in Warren Dunes. And if I were to turn the camera around, you'd see these huge, glorious sand dunes that you can hike and play on and walk on. And it's just a spectacular part of Michigan, and very appreciative that we're able to come here and spend this time. But I wanted to go over Psalm 146 because I was reading it this morning, and it kind of had some stuff in it that made me realize, you know, why I appreciate being out in nature. So let's read through it, Psalm 146. And if we see some people walk behind us, whatever, if you're watching the video, just ignore it. The beach is still pretty active, even, you know, even in the evening like this. So let's read through Psalm 146. I'm reading from the LSB, and it says, Psalm 146, I will praise Yahweh throughout my life. Praise Yahweh, O my soul. I will praise Yahweh throughout my life. That's verse 2. I love that. Throughout his entire life, David was saying, I will praise Yahweh. The good times, the bad times, the valleys, the mountains. He says, I will praise Yahweh throughout my life. I will sing praises to my God while I still have my being. He's saying, if I'm drawing breath and I'm still a human being, I'm going to praise my God. Verse 3, do not trust in nobles, in merely a son of man in whom there is no salvation. So even here in verse 3, we're seeing a little bit of foreshadowing of Christ saying, I'm not putting my hope in nobles or kings or just another human being. There is no salvation in them. And we know who our salvation is, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man. Verse 4, his spirit departs, he returns to the earth. In that very day, his plans perish. And isn't that true? All of our plans perish when we try to plan. Now, that's not saying don't be responsible and have a plan and a work ethic. You know, I own a business, and believe me, there's lots of stuff I have to plan. But Ecclesiastes also says that all planning, or planning for tomorrow, meaning putting your trust in tomorrow, is foolish because no one is promised tomorrow. And David in the psalm is echoing that. Verse 5, how blessed is he whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in Yahweh, his God. I love that. Verse 6, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever. And, you know, that really stuck out to me because when I'm out in nature like this, when I'm at a lake or I'm in the northern Michigan woods, or I was just in Arkansas a few months ago duck hunting with my father-in-law. I have to sit back and look, who made heaven and earth? It was God. It was Yahweh, our God. It says the sea and all that's in it, who keeps truth forever, who does justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. Yahweh sets the prisoners free. Oh my goodness, I love that. First, he addresses who does justice for the oppressed. You know, we have a lot of talk in a social justice gospel, in the secular realm, just social justice. And we don't have to put an adjective in front of gospel and say social justice gospel. God is a God of justice. He brings justice to those oppressed. And many times it doesn't look like the justice that man thinks, because man just wants fairness. And there is a difference between fairness and justice. God is just. He isn't fair. And we've said that on this podcast before. And I think people get it confused. God is not fair. Fair just means equal. God is just. God is not a God of equality.
He's a God of justice, which means you justly get what you deserve, right? Later in verse 7, it says, who gives food to the hungry, Yahweh sets the prisoners free. Amen. I would say even physically, spiritually, and emotionally, God sets the prisoners free. Verse 8, Yahweh opens the eyes of the blind. And we saw that when Christ came to earth, opening eyes of the blind. Some more foreshadowing. Yahweh raises up those who are bowed down. So we see here that God raises up those who have a position of humbleness, who are bowed down, who are not prideful yet humble. Verse 9, Yahweh keeps the sojourners, that's the foreigners. He helps up the orphan and the widow. So we're seeing right after he's saying he's a God of justice, he's listing some of the people that can't find justice for themselves in his day. In David's day, when he's writing this psalm, any orphan or widow would have no rights, would have no way to take care of themselves, would have no legal recourse for things that might happen to them. Yet David is saying God sees the orphan, he sees the widow, he sees those that can't take care of themselves in the legal system or in the country that they're living in, and God will have justice for them. He will have justice on their behalf. But here's the caveat. Listen to what he says. After he says he'll take care of the foreigner, he'll take care of the orphan, he'll take care of the widow, he says, but he bends the way of the wicked. So the wicked plan, and they go, okay, I'm at point A and I want to get to point B and I have these wicked plans. And he says, no, he bends the way of the wicked. He thwarts the wicked's plans in other psalms. And even Proverbs says God thwarts the plans of the wicked. And here we see it echoed here in this psalm. If we go on to verse 10 as we finish it up, it says Yahweh will reign forever. So we're seeing God establish not only God's reigning, but Christ's reigning throne forever. And later on in verse 10, your God, O Zion, from generation to generation, praise Yah, or praise Yahweh. So we see a promise at the end of Psalm 146 that not only will his reign last forever, but his promises last to us generation to generation. And when I read through this morning, I said, what a great psalm that I just randomly turned open to, especially when it says you made the heaven and earth, the sea, and all that's in them. You know, I was swimming out in this very lake earlier and with my son, Oliver, and he goes, ooh, I think a fish just touched my leg. And sure enough, we looked down and there were some bass swimming in the shallow waters that had come in because it was nice and sunny and they were probably sunbathing a little bit in that 72 degree water. And I just went, wow, how awesome that is to be in nature, in the lake that God created, the fish of the sea, even the unknown things of the sea. You know, with the implosion of that submersible a few weeks ago, people have been becoming more interested in Titanic again and the depths of the sea. And we've only explored about 10 or 15% of the ocean floor. We don't know what's down there. We still, as men, don't understand the depths of the sea. And this was something that was written thousands of years ago, maybe 5,000 years ago. And David is saying, you know, you made the heaven and the earth. You made the depths of the sea and everything in it. And I don't even know what that is, but I trust in you. And I find it ironic that we are still exploring the depths of the sea, sometimes to our detriment, sometimes to our death. In that submersible, they were only going down 3 miles and couldn't make it. You know, in Challenger Deep, you can go 6, 7, 8 miles down, I believe, to the depths of the sea. And we still haven't reached the deepest parts of the sea and the animals that live down there and the food chain and the ecosystem and all that. So I look at stuff like this, these beautiful sand dunes, this beautiful lake with the white caps rolling in, you know, the trees, and it just reflects the glory of God. I mean, even nature in itself is a common grace. You know, Ecclesiastes says that it rains and the sun shines on the wicked and the righteous alike. God even allows the wicked to partake in his glory, which is nature, which is a common grace to us all. And I truly believe if we slow down in life and we actually just look at the bird making its nest, you know, at the squirrel and the ant storing up for winter. You know, Proverbs says, be like the ant. Have a work ethic like the ant. You know, the wisest man in the world, in the history of the universe, was looking at the ant and taking lessons from it. And I truly believe that we can find lessons in nature that reflect the glory of God. Not only work ethic, but in beauty in and of itself. And, you know, I just wanted to make this video, just a short episode, to allow you to see some of this beauty that I'm seeing here today in Warren Dunes State Park. On Lake Michigan, and we just rejoice that we serve a God of beauty. Anything that man touches is usually not beautiful, and if it is beautiful, it imitates God, because God is beauty. So as the sun's setting here, and I might be running out a little bit of light, I just wanted you guys to hear Psalm 146. Go through and read it for yourself as well. Meditate on that, as the Word says to meditate on His Word. And be encouraged, you know, be encouraged today that God made the heavens and the earth, everything in it, the seas. We will rejoice with all our being, worship Him, like I said, in the valleys or the mountains, in the good times or bad. And when we're having a bad day, we can go outside, we can look up and say, Lord, thank you for the sun that shines down on us and provides us with that vitamin D that our bodies need, the sunlight and the warmth that we need to survive. Thank you for the fresh water that we have at our disposal. Thank you for the trees and the plants and the bushes. I mean, it's just a posture of thankfulness when we really slow down and we look at all that the Lord has provided us just in nature by itself. So guys, thanks so much for listening to another episode of Dead Man Walking Podcast. This wasn't a long one, but I just wanted to bring you that psalm. Make sure you check us out at dmwpodcast.com. We have some new shirts up there as well, too. And you can find out a little bit more about the podcast there. As always, you can find us on Twitter. You can find us on, well, now on Threads as well. We're on Rumble. We're on Instagram and Facebook. Just type in Dead Men Walking Podcast and you can find us there. Guys, I'm going to let you go. The sun is going down. I've got a little bit of a walk back to the truck. God bless, guys. And as always, remember, the chief end of man is to glorify God. Enjoy Him forever. Even if that means you're sitting out here on a beautiful evening and listening to the lake come in. God bless.
Be sure to check us out at dmwpodcast.com, where you can purchase the best and snarkiest merch on the internet, support the show, and leave us a review or message. Dead Men Walking can be found on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Dead Men Walking Podcast, and on Twitter X at Real DMW Podcast. The Dead Men Walking Podcast is part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. For exclusive show content, be sure to download the PubDV app and become a member. If you're a business that needs to reach hundreds of thousands of potential customers in your demographic, podcast advertising might be for you. Send all inquiries to deadmenwalkingpodcast@gmail.com.
None your biscuits.